Zambia afuna kukumbusa anthu onse mdziko kuti nthawi yomwe anayika yogwisa ntchito ndalama zatsopano mzakale pamodzi izatha pa 31 March chakachino cha 2026. Mwainchi anthu onse mukukumbutsidwa kuti ino ndiyo nthawi yosinthiratu ndalama zakale ngati mkali nazo tsiku la pa 31 March chakachino cha 2026 ikalibe kutama. Kuyamba pa tsiku la pa 1 April 2026 ndalama zakale zizasiya kugwira ntchito kapena kuti zizatha kugwira ntchito ndipo sizaloledwa kulipirira chinthu china chilichonse. Osayembekeza kufikira nthawi yapotela nthawi ndino pitani ku banki iliyonse kapena kuti commercial bank kapenanso ku Natsafe branch kuti mukasinthise ndalama zanu zakale. Kusintha kwa ulere simzalipira ayi.
Prioritize their health. There is need to address challenges facing women in education and repairs. And Guinea's junta dissolves 40 political parties with late-night decree. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has urged women to prioritize and practice safe and dignified menstrual hygiene management through improved access to sanitary products and health education. Recently, reports from Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital indicated that women seeking care at the facility are presenting with symptoms of urinary tract infections, UTIs. MQHZ Director General Quince Mabu says that this situation highlights an important public health concern that requires urgent attention from health authorities, communities, and all stakeholders working in the health sector. Dr. Mwabu stressed that if not properly prevented and treated, UTIs can lead to complications that affect overall health, productivity, and quality of life. Issues such as access to safe water, adequate sanitation, menstrual hygiene management, and timely health-seeking behavior are critical determinants of women's health and must be addressed comprehensively, said Dr. Mwabu. Dr. Mwabu is of the view that addressing this growing concern requires a strong shift toward prevention, public awareness, and strengthen primary healthcare services. He emphasized the need to strengthen water, sanitation, and hygiene conditions in communities, particularly in high-density areas where poor sanitation and limited access to clean water can increase the risk of infections.
Urinary tract infections are common, but largely preventable when communities have access to clean water, proper sanitation, good personal hygiene, and accurate health information. We believe there is an urgent need to strengthen community awareness so that women and girls understand the symptoms of UTI and seek medical care early. At the same time, improving water, sanitation, and menstrual hygiene condition in our communities is essential in reducing these infections.
The Lusaka City Council LCC, in collaboration with the Zambia Police Service, has demolished 10 illegal makeshift structures in Long Acres area. The operation, conducted on Friday, 6 March 2026, targeted unauthorized structures erected on road reserves along Tukuluho Road, contrary to the provisions of the Urban and Regional Planning Act No. 3 of 2015. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba said the demolition of 10 illegal makeshift structures was necessitated by numerous complaints from residents and traders in the area who cited safety concerns due to the narrow road width caused by these structures. The council had issued several notices, with the latest being 23rd January 2026, advising traders to voluntarily demolish their structures, but these instructions were ignored, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Mwamba advised the public to adhere to planning laws and secure necessary permits prior to commencing construction. She cautioned citizens that constructing on road reserves is a serious offense, posing safety hazards and compromising urban planning initiatives. Ms. Mwamba emphasized the council's commitment to ensuring that development in the city is orderly and compliant with planning regulations.
The council had issued several notices, with the latest being 23rd January 2026, advising traders to voluntarily demolish their structures, but these instructions were ignored. The Lusaka City Council reminds citizens that constructing on road reserves is a serious offense, posing theft hazards and compromising urban planning initiatives. The Lusaka City Council appreciates cooperation of the community in reporting instances of illegal construction and urges residents to continue doing so.
National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPES, has emphasized the need to address challenges that women face in the education sector. Today, Zambia joins the rest of the world in commemorating International Women's Day under the theme Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. NUPES General Secretary Charity Kampamba acknowledged that women form the backbone of Zambia's education system, with female educators contributing immensely through teaching, mentorship and leadership. Dr. Kampamba recognized the vital role women play in shaping communities and building a stronger nation. We appreciate the resilience, dedication, and invaluable contributions that women in the education sector and across all spheres of society bring forth, said Dr. Kampamba. Dr. Kampamba stressed that women continue to shape the minds and character of future generations, playing a central role in advancing education and national development. She, however, noted that many women still face significant challenges in the workplace and society, thereby calling on the need to act and secure their rights, protecting their dignity in society. Dr. Kampamba has therefore called on government, civil society, traditional leaders and all stakeholders to move beyond symbolic celebrations and take deliberate steps that translate rights into real opportunities for women and girls. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Minister Mulambo Haimbe has assured the United Kingdom that Zambia's current administration has moved the country from a challenging debt position to a positive economic outlook backed by strong fundamentals. Mr. Haimbe said this during a meeting with the Parliamentary Undersecretary of State Chris Elmore at the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office on Friday afternoon. The minister described the positive feedback encouraging and reaffirmed Zambia's openness to dialogue at the highest levels. He added that the government intends to move away from a business-as-usual approach and adopt more practical hands-on and outcome-based partnerships. Mr. Haimbe highlighted Zambia's renewed investment drive, focusing on expanding private sector participation in key sectors such as mining, energy and tourism. He reiterated Zambia's commitment to attracting investment and technical support across various sectors and reaffirmed the country's continued fight against corruption as a key aspect of its governance agenda. This is contained in a press statement issued by First Secretary Press Zambia High Commission, London, to RSN News in Lusaka today. In African news, Guinea has dissolved 40 political parties, including its three main opposition groups, via a late-night decree in the latest crackdown on civil liberties under long-time strongman Mamadine Doumbouya. Doumbouya, who came to power in a 2021 coup, was elected president in late December in a vote in which all major opposition leaders were barred. As junta leader, he has ruled Guinea with an iron fist, suppressing freedoms and banning protests. Political opponents have been arrested, put on trial, or driven into exile, while enforced disappearances and kidnappings have multiplied. Coming up shortly, Israel strikes Tehran airport, claims it was used for weapons transports. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has,